my dear viewers. Welcome to Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camano. Today we're speaking with Lestat. I don't want to screw it up. Lestat von Monlicht, I think that's the name. AK. It's a very talented musician from Uruguay. He's a guitarist and composer, and he represents at least three projects that I know of. Crimson Soul, I think is his first one. Then After Dark. And the last one is called Drop Beat Empire, along with Claudia Blackstar. I think is part of this project, Drop Beat Empire. And this is the band that I know a little more than the other two projects, but we cannot only talk about one project. So we're going to talk about all everything that he does, because he's a very, very talented guy that I've been listening for the last couple months, and there's so much stuff that he's doing and he did that keeps me, get me busy for a while. So we're going to say hello to Lestat. I don't know if he's in Uruguay. I don't know. How you doing, Lestat? How is everything going?
Hi. I'm doing well. I was just working on some stuff shortly ago. Mm. And yeah, it's been some productive days so far.
Mm. So how has been the year so far? You only are in January, but how are the expectations for this year?
Oh, it's been good so far. Yes. And I have kind of high expectations for this year, as I'm working on many stuff to come on the next months. So I'm hoping that everything just turns well, and hopefully it could be quite a good year.
Hmm. Glad to hear that. Let me start a little bit from the, you know, go back to the past a little bit. Were there any family musicians besides you? Were there any other musicians in your family that we, or you were the first one?
Well, I don't have any musicians on the family, but my mother was the one that basically encouraged my whole passion for music since I was a little kid. Mm. She always kind of inspired me, the love for music, since I was like 3-4 years old, and even when I got my first keyboard and stuff. And as I grew up in a home always music ambiented, so it was easy to say that I will develop a big fascination for music. Mm. Eventually, feeling more attached, more connected to certain kind of music. So right. When I was like 13, 14 years old, I started to become closer to the rock and metal music that I've been listening since then. Mm-hmm. And then it was just a whole trip of discovering always lots of new bands and different projects and styles. Mm-hmm. And eventually just widening my music genre spectrum that I always listen to. So today I have like a more varied selection of music genres. So right. I listen to rock and metal. I also like electro music. I also like jazz, right. Some blues, classical music, some ambient too. So basically everything that I could listen to and I say, hey, I like this, it goes to my favorites.
So you are like an sponge when you were a kid listening to were you born in Montevideo, in the capital, Lestat?
Yes, in Montevideo. Mm.
How was the music? How was the community, the musical community in Montevideo? Is it a big? Because I know a lot of bands from Uruguay. Montevideo is the capital. I mean, it's not a big country, but there are a lot of good musicians coming from Uruguay. Besides soccer players, they're good too.
It's basically a country of musicians.
Yeah,
there's actually more musicians than people to listen to the music. So whenever you walk around, you will find someone that plays music. But you know, it's a country that even though has some more long-time bands around, right, there are a lot of new emerging musicians that are trying to make their input on the scene. I discovered quite a lot of bands and artists on the last few years, and usually there are people that have been around for a while that just start other projects, so it's easy to find a musician that has like 15 or 20 years around and has been around in 5-6 different projects. But there are also many new musicians that are starting their first projects and stuff. And yeah, as I've been around myself for a while,
right,
it's going to be 10 years this year. I've seen quite a lot of people coming and some other going.
Right.
It's a scene in constant development.
I see that you speak many languages. Did you study abroad, or have all those languages you learn? Because I think you speak quite 3 or 4 languages. Is this right?
Yes, I speak 4 languages. I speak Spanish, English, German, and Italian. I studied English back in high school because we had English as a subject. And it was pretty much the only subject that I was
good at.
Particularly good. Yeah. It was the one that I liked the most, basically. And then Italian and German, I studied on private institutes.
Okay.
I studied like Italian for 3 years and then German for 2 years in an intensive course. And then after I finished the studies there, I kind of became self-taught, and mostly through music, because I always listened to German bands. Some of them are the ones that inspire my music.
Yeah, I heard a couple of
Italian
songs.
Bands.
Yeah, I heard a couple of songs that you sang from German bands like Lacrimosa, which is one of a great band that I.
Yeah. My biggest inspiration.
Yeah. Did you attend music conservatories or music schools? Because how do you learn how to play guitar? And because I know you play other instruments, I think, also, but mostly guitar. Where do you learn how to play guitar?
Yes. I started to play guitar when I was 10 years old. I started taking some particular lessons with a neighbor that I have here in the building many years ago. And then when I got my first electric guitar, I moved to a guitar center. Yeah, guitar school, actually. Guitar school. And then I been there for like 4 years, studying most of what I know now. And there is where my first project got
from school.
Formed. Yeah, it was named Dystopia, and it was originally conceived as a cover band. We played one show that year. It was 10 years ago. Like one of the bands from that school. And then when I wanted to keep that band going and stuff, but then I surely quit after that. I just left the school to just keep improving my knowledges on my own.
Right.
Again, just self-taught. And then I took that project and tried to reform it on my own with other musicians. And after some lineup changes and stuff, it became on what it is today, Crimson Soul.
You decided to change the name. Mm.
Yeah.
And that was, you're talking about 2014, more or less?
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, yeah. And that was your first project. Right now, Crimson Soul, is this your you? I mean, are all your compositions done by you, Crimson Soul, everything? Or you have everything is it's your Crimson own project? Soul.
Yeah, it's my solo project, actually. Right. I take care of all the arrangements. And
you did a good job.
Yeah,
it's more like it's doom metal, no? It's more like doom metal. Yeah.
Yeah, it started like gothic metal on the first three albums, and then was slowly moving to doom metal. More like gothic doom metal, always switching between those genres. And now it's coming this year, the new album that is going to be the sixth album of the project. Besides of all the releases that I had so far, that just like an EP that I released on 2016, right after the second album, and an independent single that I made some years ago.
I guess if we talk about all your projects, you seem to me like a non-linear musician. I mean, the way you do your music, you don't stay in a particular genre. You move around with different genres. You play with them. You don't like doing just one. You have one thing in your scope. More things going at the same time. It keeps you busy. Seems like with all those different genres. So. I heard about, you know, the one that I listened the most was Drop Beat Empire, which is the latest project. There are a lot of songs. The latest song is called Blood, which is really good. I really enjoyed that song. It just came out not that long ago, a month ago, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the latest. Along with you, I was going to ask you about Claudia Blackstar. It's a mystery to me. Your other companion. she's from England, right? From the UK?
Yes.
Does she live in the UK right now? Is she over there? Or she's in Uruguay? For me, it's a little confusing because I see some of your videos and she's like a ghost. Well, I know she enjoys bands that use masks while they, you know, they are on stage and stuff. But she's like a mystery. When I see your videos, she appears, disappears. It's like, you know, so I'm not sure. How do you meet her, first of all? How do you get in touch with her the first time?
To answer the previous question, she lives here.
Okay.
She's from England, but she lives here. As for how I met her, it was a couple of years ago already, when I was searching for the new singer for the project after the first one left. So I was looking for a new singer in order to keep the next songs that I had in store back then. So I was doing a little search, whether through Instagram or Facebook or my social media, and even some of my contacts as well. And then I got to meet her thanks to a friend of her that introduced her to me. Then we started talking. Then we discovered that we had many things in common. Whether it's our music influences or studies, so everything we got close real quick, and And then I just said, cool. I can send you some stuff to see if you like it, and you can record your voice here, as I did with all of the singers that entered for the project. And I just like how she made her stuff, and then she was in, and then the rest is history.
Oh, okay. Because I saw a couple of her videos that she made, and I think she plays guitar also, no? I seen her playing some covers, guitar, some...
Yes, she plays guitar.
Yeah,
and she also plays keyboard.
She's very interesting. I think I was listening to her version of Pins and Needles from Birthday Massacre. It's one of the bands that I really enjoyed. So when I saw that one, I said, let me listen to this.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I mean, you do a lot of stuff in your YouTube channel also. I see so many covers. You did video reactions. So many videos you put out for many years. So much stuff that it will take forever for me to watch them all. But, I suggest them, my viewers, to take a look at his YouTube channel. He has a lot of stuff, a lot of covers, a lot of video reactions, a lot of his own music, most of it. And it's very interesting. You'll spend many hours if you take a look at it, because it's so much stuff. And the way he looks now, he didn't look like that many years ago. He looked different, I think. Maybe longer hair, better, he looked very metal. I don't know what he looked like. Proper Empire is more like an electro goth problem. Problem. I don't know if it's a problem, it's a project. I really enjoy that. And I believe also, talking about Claudia, wasn't her birthday yesterday or a couple of days ago? I think it was her birthday.
Yes, it was yesterday.
It was her birthday. Okay. Yeah. When is your birthday, Lestat?
Mine was already some months ago.
Months ago, okay. All right.
On October 23rd.
Which one? October, you said?
Yeah, October.
October. No, I was just checking to see if it matched with my birthday, but no, not even close. So, tell me about I also heard After Dark, started in 2018. After Dark is a totally, it's not a different project, but the music is more a metal, alternative metal, I guess we could say. There was a previous singer that she's not available anymore, right? I think I heard, because you put out I listened to your self-titled LP, the one called self-titled After Dark in 2021. I listened to that one, but it was a different. There was another singer, right, on that album.
Yes.
She's not into music anymore, right? Or is she around? No, not that you.
I honestly don't know. We released that album almost 3 years ago. When After Dark was actually more like a band, and she was the first singer of the project. That was also the first singer on Drop It Empire. And then on 2022, after some later changes and having another singer and stuff, we just set things up for doing an official presentation of our debut album, Live, which we did on July. Yeah, in July it was. And then more lineup changes, and then Claudia came, and now After Dark is another duo.
Right.
So it's just me and Claudia doing... Right. The current music.
Right. It's an alternative metal, I guess we could say. There's a song that I listen to called Rising Strong. It's very folky, I guess, and traditional. It's not as metal heavy. It's very, very soothing, cool sounds on that song that I listen to, Rising Strong. Yeah. So I was going to ask you, right now, how many instruments do you play? You play guitar, you play keyboards, right? Little keyboards. And bass. Violin? Is it violin also? A little bit?
Yes. I am pretty basic on violin, but yes, I do play.
You don't use
the violin.
Hmm. So I was going to ask you, you're also a graphic designer? Is that your other professional career, graphic designer?
Yes, I've been doing graphic design for a while now. I started in 2008. And then I started an actual career back in 2017 when I perfected my studies and knowledges. And I've been working like freelance since then. And also I've been investing some of those knowledges for the stuff that I make for my projects. So All of the artworks that I made for all my releases, the logos for my projects, and even the thumbnails for the videos and stuff, Everything is just my work.
That's what I thought. Do you have an online store also or anything like that regarding your designs or no? No.
Not yet. I've been thinking about that, but not yet. I do have a graphic design account on Instagram that is kind of inactive now because I'm focusing on projects. So I've been trying to reactivate it with some content, but again,
you got many things going. I guess your art is a reflection of who you are as a person. You got a lot of stuff going on, and I guess you have your own home studio, right?
Yes.
So what is your music equipment nowadays? What do you use to compose, more or less?
Yes, it's more like a bedroom. More like a bedroom studio. I just use my microphone and my interface and also the softwares on which I edit and record and mix and produce and stuff. That's pretty much everything that I could need so far. I've been trying to think of some other equipments to get at some point, but that would be possible when you have some money coming. There's always things to look after to spread the studio, so to speak.
Yeah. Do you try to give all the instruments that you use an equal weight? Or the guitar is the instrument you highlight the most on your recordings?
That's a good question. It depends on the project. For example, on Crimson Soul and After Dark, both guitar and bass have kind of the same protagonism. So it might sometimes... the bass have some more presence, sometimes the guitar, basically because I'm mainly guitarist.
Right.
So it's kind of normal that the guitar has a little more presence, but I try to keep it on the same level. And also Crimson Soul, because as it's an instrumental project, so
right,
it's quite an element, which is the vocals, out of the equation. So it's almost... guitar and bass kind of playing even with some guitar moments, some bass moments, and then they playing together. And on Crimson Soul, I actually do more like harmonies that I may not do too much on After Dark, for example, because even though doom metal is kind of a slower genre and it's more simple in a way, mm-hmm. so it doesn't need too many complexity when you arrange a doom metal song. I always try to spice it up with some arrangements here and there. For example, I give also quite a presence to keyboard, the string okay. arrangements, mm-hmm. Also piano, and as I said, some harmonies, because I try to use the guitar as my voice.
Okay.
In the case. Mm. And in After Dark, it's kind of more straightforward in the case that it's mostly rhythm guitar and lead guitar is just certain arrangements here and there, mm-hmm. in order to give the vocals their space.
Sounds interesting. When you write and compose, do you have a project in mind, or you just write and compose on a regular basis without thinking what you're gonna, you know?
Yeah, it also depends. There are some days that no ideas just come, mm-hmm. And there are also some moments where the inspiration comes and I can think of ideas for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 different songs,
right.
And I try to pull them together as soon as I have some time. There was a time when I was a more active composer, where I could throw a lot of ideas throughout a year. Hmm. And now I'm kind of choosing more quality over quantity.
Okay.
I prefer just to have some certain ideas in order to craft a certain number of songs, mm-hmm. but I prefer to do them in the best way possible. You know, it's not only just write them down, it's a whole process now, whether it is a Drop It Empire song or a Crimson Soul song, it has a lot more of work behind than some of my older works. Mm. So I invest quite some hours on
right
on a song in order just to present it on the best way,
right,
and the best quality possible.
Hmm. But let's say when you're writing, you got a nice guitar riff and you're thinking maybe this is good for After Dark, or and then you say, no, this maybe I change my mind, maybe I should use this in Crimson Soul. Do you, are you like a project in mind, or is you just something that you like and you think I might use in this project, in this other project? Or because you got 3 projects, so you got to choose which one you're gonna, you know?
Yeah, I usually try to think of ideas for a project. For example, let's say that I want to write the next After Dark song, and I said, I need to write, to think of this riff and
okay.
this idea, and to give it some shape. Hmm. And I try to define it for one project or other project. Hmm. And for that, I usually try to listen to some music in order to inspire me.
Okay.
Because usually when you listen some of your favorite music, you can get some ideas. And you say, hey, I can use something like that. This gives me. And then you can unlock the ideas that they can have right. stuck there. But yeah, I usually try to write a song for what I need for a project or all the other project or stuff.
Mm.
So it has happened, though, that I've been thinking of an idea that I first thought that it could be good for one project, but then I did say that it might be better to use it for this one.
Right.
So yeah, inspiration can be very whimsical sometimes.
How is it for you to write a song? Is it easy to write something, or it takes a while to develop a character? Or and what kind of subjects do you usually address on your songs? What pulls you into these subjects?
Wow, that's 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 a whole thing. Back in the day, it was a little easier to arrange songs, mostly because I was focused on the musical part. I've been doing some mostly instrumental music, so I never thought about certain topics other than just give the song's title.
Okay.
But then when I started to write lyrics more often, I just got the inspiration from the bands and artists that I usually listen to, and I just try to give the approaches that I can think that it's proper enough, you know, whether it's an uplifting song or if it's a dark approach song. So I always try to maintain a certain line. So let's say I'm not talking about flowers or rainbows, for example. I just try to keep a certain line, always within the personal approach. And sometimes it may be a little more impersonal, more kind of abstract, but it's always personal related.
Do you like to write in a silence or with music in the background, or is there a difference for you? Do you need quiet? Do you need to be in a quiet spot, in a quiet place? Or
good question. I think I've written songs both in a silent environment and also with some music in the background. I usually try when it's the case to have some background music, for example, on these mixes that you can find on YouTube, this dark ambient music to relax and stuff. And I've been listening to that kind of music a lot on the last times. And I think that can set a proper environment for when you need to work on something that implies mental work.
Right. Yeah. So if we could ask you this question, how much of your life happiness comes from doing music, you think?
Most of it.
Most of it.
Music is my life. I just cannot imagine my life doing any other thing than music. It's something I'm fully devoted and delivered to.
You couldn't live without it. You couldn't do other I also heard a collaboration that we did, some Italian electronic producer named Valkyria Synth.
Yes.
She's, there was a song called Another Day, I think I listened, but totally very, very good, dance to it really well. It's a nice upbeat song. So all these projects, all these collaborations, everything is done online. You connect with all these people and that's how it goes, right? You, or they get in touch with you, they ask you and this and that. And that's how you...
Yes, basically.
Doing collaboration is something that you really enjoy, I guess. You don't have any problems collaborating with any people. It seems like that as long as you like their music, you don't have a problem collaborating with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you... do you travel a lot? Have you traveled overseas? I feel like you are you like to see the world and you're open to all types of cultures and music.
Yeah, that's something that I like too, but actually never traveled.
Okay. But it's something that I think it should be in your mind, right? To go to Europe or Germany or, you know, all those.
There are many different places that I would like to visit someday, but as it's some time, money-consuming thing, I've never been able to afford it so far, but maybe one day I'll be able to travel to some of the places that I'd love to visit.
Right.
I have many locations in mind.
Right, because you follow a lot of European bands, it seems like to me, right? A lot of music from Europe. So probably it's a place that you would like to visit.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of bands that play in Uruguay from Europe that play the, you know, metal bands or goth bands, or do they come to the Uruguay a lot? Do they make a stop over there?
Yeah, there are some bands. There was a time where it was a bit more often that some big international bands came. Some of them I went to see them. And I started like many years ago. I remember that one of the first ones that I saw was Epica. There was also some of the bands here opening for them in most cases. After the whole pandemic thing, the bands coming here and touring got decreased a bit. And then on the last years, it wasn't so usual that bands could come here, mostly because when they were actually trying to come for one or another reason, they had to cancel. And I've seen that quite a bit. In fact, Megadeth was actually going to come in April, but it got canceled for reasons that outside of the band, from what I read. And they're actually another band that is coming also in April. That is Dark Tranquility.
Oh, okay. I know them. Yeah.
I've got to see them when they came 10 years ago. And that's a band that I'd like to see again. I remember that. They came quite a lot of bands. One of the God bands that came, The Cure came on November, I think.
Oh yeah, they were.
Yes,
I know they were in South America. Yes,
I do. I would love to go see them because it was The Cure, but I couldn't. The tickets were a bit too expensive. And one of the other ones that I would have loved to see live when they came was Lacrimosa.
Lacrimosa.
In 2010, when they were celebrating their 20th anniversary.
I know they played in Spain last year.
They go a lot to Mexico.
It's a very Mexico. Did they during the pandemic, did they close a lot of music venues in Uruguay? Or if they closed, did they reopen all of them, or some of them they never opened?
Yes, I've heard of some places that got to close for good, and then others just temporarily closed. And then I saw other places that were opening because there are these new places. Today, I don't know much about the current active places on where bands are performing and stuff. I just remember the ones that I will that I was attending back then. Some of them just closed permanently, and others just changed the name. But yeah, it was also a thing that was in constant developing. And the pandemic just was a big factor in that.
So how do you, let's say, consume your music, the music you listen? You everything is digital? You listen to, you buy physical records, or mostly it's all online, digital?
Yeah, I always listen to the music online, and I like to buy it physical when I get the chance, and when it's a band or an artist whose work I really enjoy. Okay. I do have some CDs that I could afford to buy on the last years from some of my favorite bands, and I do have other albums in mind that I'd like to buy as soon as I get a chance, and if they're available here, of course.
Right. But you're not like a music collector, right? You don't collect old music or records or LPs and stuff, CDs, nothing like that, right?
No, but I would love to. But if I could, I just have my room fully surrounded by CDs and vinyls and stuff, but I just don't have the space for that.
Are you up to date with the music? Well, all the bands they play similar genres to your music. Are you up to date with those bands, or you don't pay much attention, or only to the ones that you really enjoy? And
I try to stay up to date with the bands I listen to the most, the ones that are actually inspiring my work today, such as Evanescence, Marilyn Manson, Lacrimosa, Rammstein, just to name a few, Blue Tango 2, and some of the bands that I've been listening for a long time, and they're actively releasing music. Right. For example, that Marilyn Manson just announced an album for this year, and I'd like to check it out when it comes out.
Right.
And that's just one of the main examples.
Right.
Mostly because it's just a lot of music, and when you know many, many different bands, it just becomes impossible.
It's impossible.
You stay up to date with all the music that comes out.
Yes.
Let alone when you have a community online, and when you have many different artists releasing music, releasing singles and stuff. I always try to stay up to date with the work they release, and I always when I can listen to it, I just give them shout outs to support the community and keep them engaged and stuff.
Right.
That's how we can grow and inspire each other. Right. Basically.
Are you very active on your phone? Like, when you wake up, do you check your phone, or you leave it for a while?
I try to stay active enough, mostly for the sake of my projects, because I can admit that if I didn't have my projects, I would basically just leave the phone aside for all day, and it will be the same. But yeah, I try to stay active mostly for the sake of my projects, in order to keep the community active and engaging, and always trying to meet new people and discovering their work and stuff, because you never know when you can find another independent artist just like you that can inspire your own work, or someone you can collab with, because that's how you can discover these opportunities.
Right. So what would you say, what is the best way to connect with your projects? Like, is it YouTube or Bandcamp? Both the most important?
Both, I'd say. YouTube mostly for for the videos that I put out, so people can watch and listen when I have a new song out, and Bandcamp for when they want to give further support and just buying the single or the EP or whatever. I was thinking just opening like a Bandcamp account just for After Dark 2, because Dropping Empire has one, but After Dark has yet. But I was waiting until unlocking the 2,000 followers milestone, so I can so I could upload the stuff there and make it available for the people to purchase and, and stuff, and also some merch that we have around for some time, and just make it also available there.
So the new album from Crimson Soul is coming out in 2024, this year, right? The release of that album. Is the recording already mixed? Is it ready to go, or you still have some touches that you have to do before it comes out?
Yes, it's still in the works. I just put the story today. I was actually talking about that. It's still in the works.
Okay.
Just not much left. Okay. But yeah, I was trying to asking people if they like to see some kind of throwbacks of my due to my older stuff in the meantime, so we can discover sort of my origins in the music, because I understand that I have many new people on the community that may have not checked my first works out, and I think that could be a good chance for them to discover how I started on music, considering that this will be the project's 10th anniversary.
Right.
Well, it's kind of a special occasion.
That's good. You still have many years to go, and you still have many years to keep making good music. Have you found the perfect sound for all your projects, or you're still looking for that?
Wow, that's another good question. I think that we can never find the perfect sound, as we're always trying to perfect it along with the things that we can learn on the process. There's always something that you can add, you can change in order to improve your sound, and also attending to your needs at that moment. I think right now I got a certain sound that I try to perfect as much as I can, but maybe in a few years from now, I will have some other tools, or maybe other new ones that can help improve my current sound, or I just simply change it from scratch. So yeah, I think that's a constant search, according to what you can need at the moment. For example, right now I am focused on doom metal for Crimson Soul, alternative metal for After Dark, and it's electric rock with cyberpunk stuff on Dropping Empire. But as long as you can keep evolving as a person with the years, and your tastes change, also your needs for your music changes with them.
As music changes, your life keeps changing too. Life keeps moving while you make music.
Absolutely.
Right. Like I said, the ones that I listened to, Drop Beat Empire, all those singles, Blood, Entity, Darkest Hour, all those, they're very, very, I enjoy them. I enjoy them a lot. So I will suggest my viewers to take a look. I think if they Google his name, Lestat von Monlick, I think everything from there, he can connect with the bands, and it will show up. Dark, After Dark, and Dropbeat Empire, whatever you type in Google also is going to show up. Plus, I don't know any less types that they make music like he does. So it would be easier to find him, I think. Because it called my attention, your name. Where does that come from? Some book? It's a German name that you chose.
Yeah, it comes from the Bavaria Chronicles.
Okay.
Chosen after the Stadt of Lionkirch, I just chose the von Mondlicht part just to make it a bit more customized. That was my social media's nickname quite a while, and then I just took it for my music.
It's a good name, very, very good. But first time I read it, I thought maybe he's from Germany. I wasn't sure. I love Uruguay. Yeah. I got a lot of friends from Uruguay here in the States. Many good friends.
Oh, that's great.
And they eat good food. I enjoy all the meat. they're good. Always meat, barbecues. So very good, cool people. And I love soccer. So I love a lot of soccer players that play in Spain. They're good players too. They're good musicians, good players, good food, everything. So I just want to thank Lestat for being so generous with his time. There's a lot of things that he's doing. So to keep track with him, you know, go to YouTube or Bandcamp. He's everywhere. Or connect with Instagram with him. Probably if you have questions regarding his music or anything, he'll answer. I know that. So he's a good guy. So I just want to thank Lestat for being so generous with his time. And keep making music. What can I say? I'll keep a track of all your projects and the new music that will come out. Their singles, his partner in crime, Claudia Blackstar. So I'll do that. And I really enjoyed it by talking to him on a Saturday. Saturday. It's today, Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's quite late for him, but I don't know if he goes out in the weekend. I don't know if he has plans to go out and do things, so I don't know. Whatever he does, it's up to him. Maybe he will start making music at midnight. Who knows? It's the best time.
Yeah.
You never know. It's no time. No specific time. To do music is no specific time. It could be any time. Who could wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning and remembers something, writes it down and runs to the computer or something? I don't know. I'm thinking it's me.
Being there.
Right. So thank you, Lestat. And we'll talk again another time.
Yeah. And thank you for the opportunity here for the interview. I really appreciate that a lot.
All right. So see you next week. I got another interview if they show up. They usually do. They never let me. They always show up. I don't know. I'm not paying them. They show up because they like to talk to me. Sure, they do. I'm a really bad interviewer. You already know if you see my videos. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just try, but sometimes I fake it. Sometimes I have no idea. Thanks to the guests that keep my show alive. See you next week.